Russell alluded several times to this Me Too movement that's going on. And what we had at the convention this time, of course, was the task force's recommendations on what the Southern Baptist Convention should do in reaction to this. And here's the thing. It was, we have to do something. And if you do a knee-jerk reaction, oftentimes what you do is worse than having done nothing at all. Do we need to respond to the sex abuse problem? Yes, we do. But we need to do it in a just and biblical manner and not a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
And so it was all orchestrated for the platform to control the recommendations of the report and the resolution. Resolution number 6 was on lament and repentance for sexual abuse. And so several of us were at the microphones trying to speak against Resolution 6. I'd already voted against the task force's recommendations. And the way the platform made it sound, John, if you voted against this, you hate women.
Right.
You're in favor of protecting sexual abusers. We know that that's not the case. We just think there's a better way to run the railroad. We think there's a better way to do this. One of the things that has not been pointed out in any of this research that Guidepost did and that the task force in terms of their recommendations, no one has said, thank God for the thousands upon thousands of churches and pastors who have handled sex abuse correctly, who have treated victims with love and respect, victims that are truly victims, right? Where there's been clear and obvious evidence. They've turned the information over to the authorities as they should and are required to do. Thank God for those people that have done it right. And when we look at the percentages of the people that have been impacted by sex abuse in terms of Guidepost, they're researching it out. It's very small based on the size of our convention. But the inconsistencies that were in Resolution 6 just really bothered me. Let me just give you one example of that. One of the whereases says, our institutional responses at times have caused irreparable personal harm to survivors of sexual abuse, leaving them feeling isolated, powerless, and without a voice. Then they turn around in one of the resolves and say that amid our failures, we express our hope in Christ, who never fails to care for those who have been harmed, that he watches over the vulnerable members of our churches, that he can bring healing to survivors of sexual abuse. Well, I want to say, which is it? Do we believe the Christ who can bring healing, or do we believe that sexual abuse is irreparable harm?
Right.
That's completely inconsistent.
Yeah.
But if you stand up and you speak against that on the convention floor, you're going to be looked at as if you're a bigot, as if you don't care.
Right.
And then we turned around and we take and set up a fund, $3 million, which is coming from Send Relief, for victims of sexual abuse. John, if you were to Google Southern Baptist Convention and sex abuse, you would come up with dozens of law firms who are seeking victims of sexual abuse. And then to say from the platform that the money coming from Send Relief is not coming from your cooperative program, our missions giving, is an absolute joke. It's a lie. The North American Mission Board only has three sources of income: the cooperative program, the Annie Armstrong Easter offering, and their investments. Now, they've become real estate magnates, and so they may have a good bit of money that they've made on their investments. But the bottom line is the money that's given to NAM is given to them to do church planting and missions work. And so if you think the money that they're going to take and set aside and create this pot to give money to victims of sexual abuse, if you think that's not going to come out of your missions dollars, you're just foolish.
Yeah. Well, they're learning from the federal government on that.